Welcome to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Coach Callahan and Matt Harmon will talk Monmouth Hawks football with a look back at this past weekend's game and ahead at what's coming up next. Live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End section of Long Branch, here's Matt Harmon and Coach Cal on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAN.com.
And a very good Thursday evening as the Fall Classic in baseball gets set to get underway tonight in Kansas City. We are happy to be back on the air after a week off talking Monmouth University football. Hawks coming off the bye a week ago. Matt Harmon, Kevin Callahan here on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show, live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End. And Coach, you know, for me, last week on a personal note, I had so many people say, what do you do on an off week? I found myself just going from spot to spot. One kid had this going on, another one had this going on. And I know for you as coaches and a coaching staff, very busy week will start here recruiting-wise and also in terms of the current team, just getting everybody healthy and kind of rest, a nice week of rest.
Well, it was a great time for a bye, and you know, we really look forward to it. I think one of the things that we wanted to do with our team is make sure that the guys who had been nursing some minor injuries had an opportunity to rehab and had an opportunity to heal up. So we toned down our practices a little bit, but we did have 2 days out on the field, which I thought were extremely productive, the second of which we were able to begin introducing some of the material that we're going to use in the game plan for Presbyterian. But more on the big picture, it was a huge recruiting week for the staff. We took Monday, Thursday, and Friday, and even Tuesday and Wednesday after our practices, and the staff was able to get out, and not only locally, but throughout the state and the region to, you know, kind of visit some of the top recruits that we have a strong interest in. And I thought it was very productive that way. And I think for the players on the team, and maybe some of the guys will tell you a little bit about that later on, I think it was a good rest for them, a few days to pull away from football, kind of regroup a little bit and get ready for this grind that we're going to have as we enter the Big South schedule.
Speaking of the Monmouth schedule up until this point, Hawks 5-1 come in off of the bye. The last time that MU was on the field on the 11th of October against Columbia, home game on homecoming day, 61-28 the final score against Columbia. Coach, you don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it since it's almost 2 weeks removed, but just a few words on that game maybe, since we weren't able to talk about it last week as you and I did not do a show. Obviously another one of those games that the Monmouth offense, a lot of points, defense played very well through about 3.5 quarters, Columbia with some late points, but the game really decided almost in terms of the overall structure of it by halftime. I mean, MU came out on fire and dominated throughout.
Well, that was our theme going into that game, is we wanted to start fast and jump on them as early as we could. I thought we were very explosive in the first half offensively and were able to find the end zone. And then I thought we did a good job on defense of turning the ball over. Peyton Minnick had 3 interceptions himself. We had 6 turnovers on the day, creating short fields for the offense, and they took advantage of it and were able to put the ball into the end zone. The game kind of played out the way we thought or hoped it would, or the way we planned it, we would attack it anyways. So very pleased with the result.
Monmouth will open up their Big South schedule, somewhat of a historic day in MU football history, as their first league game will take place at Presbyterian College down in Clinton, South Carolina. That will come up on Saturday, the 25th of October, 2 o'clock kickoff. Monmouth will jump on the plane on Friday morning and head down and get set for that first ever Big South game. We'll talk about that a little bit more coming up. On the show tonight, almost a veteran type of night, fifth-year senior Lamar Davenport, fifth-year senior Reese Johnson, both representing in the offensive side tonight, and junior outside linebacker John Sikowski will give us some time here tonight. Coach, in terms of just where you feel like the team is at, you know, you and I had talked going into the Columbia week and after that Columbia game, just how important the bye coming before the start of the Big South schedule. I know everyone realizes that it could be a grind over the course of the next 5 weeks, and we'll be able to talk, obviously, in greater detail during the course of the show, but it really was well planned, obviously, by you who does the schedule, to think this could be a really good time to get the team a week off before what will now be a pretty tough five-game slate.
Well, it is, and I think it came at the right time. We're at the exact midpoint of the season. The record stands at 5-1 at this point, and you know we're certainly pleased with that. We wish we were 6-0, but we'll take where we're at 5-1. And I think this week off gave us not only a chance to rest up, but a time to kind of reflect and focus on the 5-game Big South schedule that looms in front of us. As you know, the Big South is a very tough conference. There was 3 weeks ago, there was 3 of the 5 teams ranked in the top 25 nationally. So week in and week out, we're going to have to play outstanding football, and that's going to start this Saturday against Presbyterian.
Monmouth with wins so far on the year against Delaware State, Wagner, Lehigh, Robert Morris in Columbia, the lone loss in week 3 to Duquesne. Coming up over the course of the next 5 weeks, it will be Presbyterian, Charleston Southern at home, at Liberty, at Coastal Carolina, and Gardner Webb. Coach, a couple other things just to do some housekeeping along the way before we bring in our first guest, who tonight will be Reese Johnston. During the course of the bye week, Monmouth making another historic type announcement, talking about history being made with the first Big South game against Presbyterian. MU also making the announcement that the first FBS games will take place over the course of the next 2 years, one in 2015 against Central Michigan, one in 2016 against Kent State.
Well, that's something that, you know, we had was one of our goals when we accepted membership in the Big South, was to get FBS games on our schedule as quickly as we could. It took us a few years in 2013 and this year in 14 to ramp up to have the minimum scholarships to be eligible to play one of those games. And then as soon as we knew we were going to have those, we researched and talked to a number of different institutions. And we're fortunate to get Central Michigan from the MAC on the schedule in 2015, and then another MAC school in Kent State on the schedule in 2016. I think it's great for the players in our program. It's an indication of the progress that the program has made over the last 22 years, and it's really a testimony to how far the program has come from the days back in 1993.
Monmouth will obviously continue that theme pushing forward into 2017 and beyond. But, you know, you see, Coach, some of the schools that Monmouth will play over the course of the next couple of weeks in the Big South, they've implemented some of those games at the level that Monmouth will play at the MAC, and some even bigger, you know, teams in the SEC and the ACC. It does mean a lot for an FCS team to not only play but be able to compete with an FBS team.
There's no doubt about it. And you look at what this week's opponent, Presbyterian, is doing. You know, they opened the season up in Northern Illinois, one of the toughest teams in the MAC year in and year out, and winner of a bowl game last year. They played North Carolina State from the ACC a few weeks ago, and in 2 weeks they'll go down and play Ole Miss, who's currently ranked in the top 3 nationally. Charleston Southern just announced a scheduling agreement with Alabama for the 2015 season, and this year went up and played Vanderbilt in a great game and ended up losing only 20-21.
Yeah, so obviously the league in as a whole, and we've talked about things during the course of our shows prior to this one, you know, the league has had a really good year so far, not just as the conference slate really gets now pretty hot and heavy, but out of league things have gone very well also. I was talking with someone today, and they said, you know, in recent memory, this may be the best year that the Big South has had up until this point. At this particular juncture, Coastal Carolina 7-0, Presbyterian 4-3, Monmouth 5-1, Liberty 4-3, Gardner Webb 4-3, Charleston Southern 5-2. So out of the six teams, you don't have one school that has a losing record.
Everybody has a winning record, and as a conference as a whole, we're 21-5 against FCS non-conference opponents. So I think it's a great conference. Everybody's off to a terrific start, and it's going to get really interesting over the course of the next 5 weeks.
One other bit of information to Monmouth in the FCS media poll among those receiving votes. And I know that's something that you probably don't pay a whole lot of attention to, Coach, but it is nice to maybe be among those, you know, and you'd like to be in the top 25, obviously, and higher than that, but to be even of those teams that are considered for the poll is a bit of an honor.
It is. It's nice. It's nice to be recognized and have some votes, but votes in the middle of October really don't mean anything to me, and I know we got a couple of them, and it was probably from some nice gentleman sitting in his garage out in the middle of Iowa who ended up voting for us, and I appreciate that he thought about us and voted for us, but in the middle of October doesn't mean much to me, Matt.
That's what we call coach speak, in a perfect word. We'll take a quick time out here. When we come back, we'll kick it off with our first guest, fifth-year offensive lineman Reese Johnston, right after this quick break. You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show on the Shore Sports Network.
back to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Big South play will open up for Monmouth coming this Saturday afternoon down in Clinton, South Carolina. The Hawks will take on Presbyterian for the first of a five-game slate that will begin and roll all the way through the end part of November with an opportunity to continue past that into a potential playoff berth. That's when Monmouth will begin on Saturday. The league schedule up and running, and right now Monmouth sitting at 5-1, and a big reason why the offense, which on some levels has been spectacular during the course of this season, and the resident of Medford, New Jersey, fifth-year senior Reese Johnson, good enough to give us some time here tonight. Reese, good to see you. How are you?
I'm good, Matt. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you. Let's talk real quick just about the offense as a whole so far. New system coming in at this point of the year. I would imagine not only is everyone feeling comfortable with it, but everyone's feeling pretty confident about what you guys have been doing on the field.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, Coach Morris came in last spring and really implemented some new things. They've worked out great for us so far. Obviously, we've been scoring a lot of points this year. Not that we haven't before, but we've really been putting up a lot this year. And I think at this point, everyone's just really excited about the direction we've been going in and where we can go from here.
Monmouth right now, in terms of the Big South, number one in scoring, number one in total offense, and number one in pass offense, number four overall in rushing offense. You know, Reese, you're a guy who's been around the program, obviously, for a long time, and probably among those who, at one point of the year, had to really be counted on for leadership. And I want to point to the direction in the Lehigh game when KB Asante was knocked out. You know, that could have been a little bit of a breaking point, maybe, offensively, that everyone starts to look around and question themselves a little bit. But the team able to win that game, and not to say that things haven't missed a beat, because I don't think you can replace what KB was going to do on the field, but it does seem like everyone's almost elevated their game a little bit since that point.
It was real tough losing KB, not only because of his talent on the field, but just because of his leadership. Obviously he's a great player, but he's an even better person. So that kind of hurt, hurt our play and hurt us a little bit emotionally. But the good news is LaVon really stepped up. Guys like Zach Welch and Ed Royd stepped up too. And it's at the point now I have 100% confidence in them. And ready to see what they can do when we hit the Big South.
You know, Reese, one of the things that I've recognized was the fact that everybody on the offensive side really stepped up their game, and it's been the entire unit has lifted their level of play. And I don't know if it's a direct result of KB's absence, but I think in the back of everybody's mind, that's there, that we've all got to do a little bit more, play a little bit harder, give a little bit more of ourselves to make up for that his absence. And I think everybody's done that to this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead, Reese. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, from the next game after we lost KB, from Robert Morris to Columbia, we've really made it a point, at least on the offensive line and sure the running backs too, to really play for KB and, kind of honor him out there. And we've been doing a pretty good job so far putting up a lot of points for him.
You know, let's talk about you on a personal level. You know, you started all games last year. You come back this year as the lone really returning guy on that offensive line. As a fifth-year senior, you know, you've kind of been through the battles a little bit, getting a lot of playing time, obviously, last year after dealing with some injury issues before that. And for you, did you feel like you had a sense of responsibility going in even to the preseason, through the spring and into the preseason before the year even started?
Really, for me, I feel like it started last winter when we hit winter workouts. Obviously, we didn't have a lot of experience on the O-line, and I knew that. I think we all knew that. We all realized the level of work we needed to put in the winter and the spring and into the summer and training camp. And I took it upon myself early on to try to step up and help the guys realize what we needed to do. But, they've done a great job stepping up themselves and really putting in the work that they needed and doing a great job so far.
And there's been some injuries this year as well, as there is during the course of any year, probably at just about every position as well. You've been banged up during the course of this year. Rochelle Mador has been banged up during the course of the year. So in a system where you weren't really sure whether or not there was going to be five consistent guys, it's been a year where you've had to turn to six, seven, eight guys during the course of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been tough, but I'm real proud of the guys that have had to step up. Ryan Wetzel came in and played for me. He's a true freshman, doing incredibly for a true freshman. And you know, when Hunter McHugh went down, Sammy stepped in and he played tackle. He moved Rochill down to guard. Then Rochill went down and Hunter came back. So it's really kind of been a revolving door, but I'm real proud of the way everyone's been stepping up and the way everyone's been playing.
You know, the thing that that signifies, Reese, is the fact that, you know, as a group, our offensive line has developed some quality depth. And Coach Gabriel is our coach who works with that group. And, you know, I don't think we've had the same five starting lineup for any single game yet this season, maybe games one and two. But after that, it hasn't been the same. And I think when you look at that and understand the fact that multiple guys have been able to go in, replace other guys, guys have switched positions, it's just a testimony to the depth that we have.
Reese Johnson here giving us some time on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth football show. When you think about it going into what will be kind of a historic day, you know, I'm not sure, maybe you guys do, and I'm interested to get your take on it as a guy who's been around the program for a long time. Do you guys understand the significance of playing the first game in Big South history for Monmouth football, or is it treated as just another, not just another game because it's a conference game, but is it just another conference game as it would have been 2 years ago when you played in the NEC?
Obviously, it's really significant. It's a big step for the program, but at least from my point of view personally, I'm treating it as the next game. You know, I really always believe that the most important game is always the next one, and it's really the only thing that matters. So whether we're playing Presbyterian or Columbia a couple weeks ago, it doesn't really make a difference to me. I'm just going to come out there and play as hard as I can, give it my all, and hopefully come out on top.
So the points that the offense has put up so far, 52 in the win against Delaware State, 21 in the win over Wagner, 21 in the loss to Duquesne, 28 Lehigh, 51 Robert Morris, 61 Columbia. You know, a lot of people would look at those numbers, plus the stats that I already talked about within the Big South, where Monmouth leads in a lot of offensive categories, and say, what does this offense need to do better, even now pushing forward with five games remaining? What would you say?
I don't think we've been perfect in any facet of the game yet. Some of the defenses we're going to be playing coming up are much better than the ones we faced so far. So really, I mean, I feel like we can be better at everything. We can be better running the ball, passing the ball, blocking. You know, I'm never really satisfied with where I'm at in any facet of the game ever. So I feel like we can keep improving as a whole, as a unit, and, you know, sky's the limit.
Coach, what would you say to that?
Well, you know, I know one of the things that, you know, Kevin Morris has talked to the offense about, especially prior to the Columbia game, was to making sure that we finish, especially in the red zone. A couple games prior to that, there were opportunities where we had the ball that we didn't finish the drive, and the drives didn't end in touchdowns, or in some cases didn't even end in the field goal. And when we get to that part of the field, we've got to make sure that we're coming away with touchdowns. That's going to be critical as we get into Big South play.
Reese, in terms of, you know, we've had obviously a lot of guys on the show the last couple of years that Coach and I have been doing it. And anytime I get an offensive lineman on, I'm always curious to know what the mindset is of one of you guys up front. Because, you know, you think if you make a tackle, you get a stat. If you score a touchdown, you get a stat. If you get a sack, you get a stat. If you're an offensive lineman, you get noticed by a couple of things. Number one, if there's a guy tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Number two, if your quarterback is sacked. And number three, if you commit a penalty. So with that, I mean, you guys are, but yet most coaches would say, without an offensive line, we could have the greatest skill guys in the world. We're not going to do anything. Does it take someone of a different kind of mindset to be one of those guys up front?
I think it does. You know, we're not really about the glitz and the glamour. Really, the only stats we get are negative. So can't really focus too much on our personal statistics. But, you know, Coach Gabriel always tells us when we start training camp that the offensive line is unique in the sense that it may be the only position in all of sports where your sole job is to protect someone else, is to protect the guys carrying the ball. So really, I know for me, it just comes down to a sense of pride. I've been an offensive lineman my whole life. You know, I've been bred into this position, and I love it. Wouldn't trade for anything in the world.
You mean you never were like a running back, even all the way back in Pop Warner, when you were probably the big guy, and they just said, give him the ball because nobody's going to be able to tackle him?
I wish. Funny fact, in sixth grade, I started a game at free safety. But other than that, no, it's been offensive and defensive line my whole life.
Lamar, you'd be licking your chops if a guy like that was lined up at free safety, right? You'd be able to just go down, out, and run right past him. Reese, the next couple of games, and I know it's taken one game at a time, but, you know, I think anyone would be kidding themselves that you guys haven't looked at the Big South as a whole and realized that all five of these games will be very difficult, and the league in and of itself is a very talented, top-to-bottom type league.
Absolutely. I think Coach Callahan said it earlier. A couple weeks ago, three out of the five teams were in the top 25. And we realize the kind of talent that this league has. There's not a ton of teams, but it's really dense in talent. And, I don't know. I'm excited. I never really go into a game, or really anything, for that matter, expecting to lose. I don't think any competitor does. So I feel like as long as we go in with a good mindset, we prepare ourselves well, and we work hard, we're going to be all right.
Always good to see you, Reese. Thanks for coming by and giving us a couple minutes.
Before we let Reese go here, Reese, why don't you tell us, Reese had a great internship this summer, Matt, and he ended up being offered a job with J.P. Morgan. So why don't you just tell us what that means and how that came about, Reese?
Yeah, our career advisor at Monmouth, Carl Gournier, works with a lot of the athletes, and he really set it up from the beginning. Got me an interview with J.P. Morgan for the internship. I had a successful internship there and came out with a job offer. And I'm sure my parents are pretty proud about that. They've always been on me about academics and looking at life after football.
And you'll have your master's when you finish this year, correct?
Yes, I will. Correct.
Well, with that job, I mean, they know you're busy for the next couple of weeks, right?
Yeah. They're not too worried about me right now. It actually starts next August.
Don't look at anything market-wise. Just worry about the playbook right now and watching film.
Exactly.
Well, Reese, congratulations on the job. That is great news. Always good to see the student-athletes looking ahead and being ready to make that next step. Looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday. Continued help and continued success on the field.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Matt.
Thanks, Reese.
Reese Johnson, offensive lineman in his fifth year here at Monmouth. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll flip things over to the defensive side of the ball and talk with Manalapan native John Sikowski right after this quick break on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show.
Back to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
And we are back here from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End. Hawks getting sent off their bye week to take on the Blue Hosts of Presbyterian. Game will come up on Saturday down in Clinton, South Carolina. Hawks will be 5-1 going into that one, playing their first ever Big South contest. Presbyterian 4-3. They come off a perhaps their biggest win in quite some time over Charleston Southern, 7-3. So as we welcome in our next guest, who is John Sikowski, the very talented outside linebacker from Manalapan, New Jersey. John, I'll start with that, with the score of that game, 7-3. You would think in a game like that, and I know that you guys have started to watch and probably break down the film of it, if there's a game like that that takes place, there's very little error for a defense. If you know that, boy, Presbyterian defensively, very tough, our offense might have to work pretty hard for it. Does that put any extra pressure on the defensive unit going into this first game?
Oh, yeah, it definitely does, because that means that we have to go out there and play sound defense the whole game. Like, we can't have any mix-ups, because once we have one mix-up, the score is going to go up, and then we have to have the offense keep going, and if we keep messing up, then they can just keep going on us.
It has so far, though, been a pretty good year defensively for the team. You know, you've had some of those games, especially in the last couple, Columbian, Robert Morris, where even though they scored some points late in the game in the fourth quarter after most of the starters have been pulled out, there's been points, and Coach and I have talked about it here on the show, where I feel like the defense has been as dominant in some of those stretches as they have been in recent memory. You guys have clicked pretty well so far this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're all pretty young, too, so that's exciting. So we're all going to be able to keep this defense going for the next couple of years, and hopefully we can bring what we did the past six games into the Big South.
Monmouth defensively right now giving up just under 23 points a game, good enough for third in the Big South, the number one rush defense in the league. And I know, talking with Coach off the air a little bit, that is one thing that even though Presbyterian has struggled to score some points this year, they do run the football pretty well. So you guys in the front seven will certainly be tested this week.
Oh, yeah, but I'm excited for it. I love playing against the run. Like, I'd rather do the run than a pass offense. And as long as my front four D linemen do good enough for me, I'll be able to make some plays.
Well, you know, as John said, it's, and as you said, Matt, it's going to take a team effort by our front seven. You know, all of our run fits by the linebackers are going to have to be right on. We're going to have to play the force on the edges properly and make sure we create an edge for the defense. And we're just going to have to do a really good job up front. It's going to take a great effort, a team effort by the entire unit.
All right, so I'm going to ask this because you set me up for this. You like playing in the rush game defensively. Does that mean you are not a fan of dropping to pass coverage? Or are you waiting to say, like, you know, Coach Bobic signals it in, you're giving your blessings. Like, I hope it's my turn to blitz so I don't have to drop in pass coverage.
I would like to drop in the pass coverage because that means there's a chance that I can get a ball in my hands, and then I would be able to show off what I have at that, too.
and what is that, John, that you have?
Well, I think John's referring to the fact that he was a 2,000-yard rusher in high school at Manalapan High School here locally in the Shore, and maybe over 2,000 yards, John.
2,200 right? something.
Not that you remember
no,
exactly.
I don't remember.
But
yeah.
If we pushed them a little bit more, we'd get the end of the 2,000.
I think it's 2,208.
Yeah, for sure. John, let's talk about your kind of ascension here at Monmouth. You know, you came in as a freshman, and like most freshmen, didn't play. Last year, started all 12 games and were a big part of the offense. Do you miss playing on the offensive side of the ball? Because, you know, I remember covering you guys in high school. Part of what we do here on the Shore Sports Network is high school coverage as well. And if I would have guessed watching you run the ball that last year, I would have said, that guy's going to be a running back in college. But yet you come to Monmouth, and coaches get a hold of you and say, not a chance. You're going to be on the defensive side of the ball. But do you miss playing on that side?
Oh, yeah, of course. Having the ball in my hand, be able to change the whole game by myself is very exciting. But, I mean, I played linebacker my whole life, and I only got to play my senior year running back, so it's not like I'm really missing too much.
So do you get upset when you see a guy like Minnick in your last game have three interceptions, and you're just standing around saying,
just waiting for one.
I mean, why am I that good that they're not throwing the ball at me?
I'm hoping that's what it is, but if sooner or later someone's going to throw me one, and when I get it, I'm going to go off.
Well, you got one last year, I think.
Last year, yeah.
Hey, what happened on that?
It was the longest one that we had last year, but I got tripped up by the running back after like 35 yards or something.
I think the tripped up by the running back translates to caught from behind. But
yeah.
He doesn't want to talk about the one from last year. He wants to talk about the ones that he might get this year. You know, anytime we have someone that played football around the area, I'm always curious to know, and you had offers to go other spots, and we'll be able to talk to Lamar about it too, and we have in the past. When you got down to it and you said, okay, I'm going to pick schools A, B, and C, or however long the list was, why did you decide to be among those who stay home and go to school here at Monmouth?
Well, before I committed, I saw all the recruits that they had and all the people that come from the Shore Conference, so it was home to me. Like, I'm only 30 minutes away, so it was easy to pick this over something farther when I actually know people that are here.
John, I'll tell you the next time if I ever answer that question.
The head coach.
The coach is the answer. I picked the program because of the coach. I set you up there. You probably could have the day off of practice tomorrow if you played that right. You know, it has been a really good year for you guys defensively, as we talked about, and we've had some of the guys on during the course of the year. But that linebacking group that you guys have right now, between Tyler Thompson and Dan Sullivan in the middle, and you and Peyton, along with Anthony McDonough when he's back and healthy, you've been able to kind of form a nice little unit where I felt like going into the year, there were some question marks in there, not necessarily talent-wise, but just how everyone would mesh together. And I feel like watching you guys play week to week, everyone really has assumed their role and does their job very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely all clicked during the summer, and we formed bonds that we really didn't think we were. Like me, Peyton, McDonough, we talk all the time. We help each other out. And we have a freshman. We only have one freshman linebacker, and he comes up to us all the time. I try to help him out as much as I can, and we all are really close.
It's an important unit, Coach. Obviously, you know, when you play a 4-3, or even if you play the 3-4, those linebackers, those are the guys who usually will lead the team in tackles. Those are the guys who do a lot of the work and go sideline to sideline. But would you agree that, you know, I hate to say that the unit has exceeded expectations so far, but I would say, and you and I talked about it during the course of the preseason, where they would be at this point, maybe just a little bit ahead of schedule?
Well, I like the direction they're taking. I don't know if they're ahead of schedule, on schedule, or behind schedule right now, but I like what they're doing on the field. And it's, as you said, Matt, it's an important unit. We rely on the linebacking group to do a variety of different things. They're involved in the blitz game in far as putting pressure on the quarterback. They have to drop back and play pass coverage. They obviously have to play the run. But, you know, our linebacking group has to be a very intellectual group, and they have to understand the concept of what's going on, because there's a lot of calls that are made that they have to adjust to on the field simply by where a running back is lined up, or where a tight end is lined up, or is he on the ball or off the ball, or hand on the ground or not on the ground. There's a lot of little nuances that go into it that these guys all have to be in tune to, and they do a great job of that.
John among the team leaders in tackles going into this one. In fact, he is the team leader in tackles, I should say. 44 so far stops on the year. Does have a sack to his credit. Still looking for that first interception, however, of the year. John, what do you feel like, you know, after you take the bye week, I'm sure everyone gets rested, gets healthy, but also maybe reflects a little bit on what you guys have done the first six games. And maybe more importantly, what does this defense need to do in the next five games to get a little bit better and make sure that within the Big South, and coach would say, obviously, this next game, obviously, the most important one, but just as a unit, where do you feel like things need to get a little bit better?
We could always improve every single week. We just have to go out there every day and practice and run around for everybody, make sure that we're all on key and communicate. That's the biggest thing, is communicating with the linebackers, because we all have different roles depending on different calls, and if we don't let the other guy know, then it could ruin the whole thing.
You, as we talked about, you obviously had a great high school career and part of a big-time program right now, Manalapan, and I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, how much do you spend talking with your brother right now, Ben, who's in the midst of a great year with Manalapan? They've got a huge game against Red Bank Catholic. Mm. You know, not only can you mentor some of the younger guys here within the linebacking core at Monmouth, but how much time do you still spend with some of the guys at Manalapan?
I was actually there last week during our bye week. I went there, I talked to people before the game, and my brother, I talked to him before every single game. He comes to me, asks me a lot of questions for some support, and I'm always there for him.
Yeah, the Braves obviously having a great year. John, looking at this game specifically, when you watch Presbyterian on film and you look at them on tape, what does the Monmouth defense need to do to make sure that MU can come away with a win?
We need to stop the run, because that's their whole offense. They run 80% of the time, and that's what I'm waiting for, because I love to stop the run. I like making all the tackles. If I could, I'll go make every single tackle if I can.
So. Well, we're looking forward to seeing that defense in action on Saturday afternoon. 2,208 yards as a senior.
I was right.
How many how many touchdowns?
Oh, wow, I actually don't remember that.
Come on.
I swear I don't remember that.
I'm throwing you curveballs.
30-something, maybe?
Let's go 24.
24, there you
take
go.
Take it easy with 30. John Sikowski here giving us some time. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back with our last guest. John, best of luck on Saturday. Continued success on the field.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, John. John Sikowski. Lamar Davenport to follow. We'll take one more timeout here on the Coach Callahan Mama Football Show. Right after this, it's Lamar Davenport on the Shore Sports Network.
Back to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
And we are back here on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. Hawks with a 2 o'clock kickoff down in Clinton, South Carolina, as Presbyterian will entertain Monmouth to begin play in the Big South. Big reason why, as we've talked about earlier in the show with Reese Johnson, that the offense off to such a quick and dramatic start is the play of the wide receiver core, and one of those guys giving us some time here tonight, Asbury Park native Lamar Davenport, fifth-year senior. Lamar, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you, too. How are things going so far as we talk about this offense? Reese kind of gave us the take, you know, and just in terms of things coming together, but Lamar is a guy who's been so important to this team over the course of the last couple of years. Where do you feel like the offense sits right now after the first six games?
Well, you know, after the first six games, I think we're in a good place right now, sitting at 5-1. But it's always room to improve, and that's what we plan on doing in practice this week.
72 catches before the season, plus 14 this year, 86 in his Monmouth career. A couple of touchdowns so far on the year. And, you know, we've had some of the guys on, Lamar. Obviously, that wide receiver group that you guys have, very deep, very talented. Tough sometimes maybe to spread the football around enough, but there's been just about every single game, and maybe to say every single game, where there's been 7, 8, sometimes 9 guys who get catches. You guys are that deep and that talented as a group.
Right. As you said, we're very talented, even with some of the younger guys like Matt Choi and Darren Ambush and Romeo Harris getting time. So we feel like anyone can step up and make plays at that position.
What's a fifth-year senior like yourself tell some of those younger guys? You know, you've been through the battles, you've been through the trenches a little bit. What kind of wisdom can you impart on those guys?
A lot of the things are more so off the field than on the field. A lot of those guys know what they're doing. They're very good on the field, but a lot of the things off the field, like academics and making sure you stay out of trouble off the field, are some of the things that I try to let the young guys know.
You know, Coach, important just in terms of the maturation of guys when they get here, especially guys who might be redshirt freshman not really play. There's downtime that they're maybe not used to, and frustration maybe of not playing. To have guys like Lamar and some of the several fifth-year seniors that this team does have, to have that leadership, extremely important.
Well, Matt, I really believe that our older players, the guys who have been in our program for a number of years, really do a terrific job of welcoming the new players into the program, of taking them under their wing and giving them advice on how to do things. And it doesn't have to be a big thing, but they can just say, hey, listen, this is how we do this, or this is what you need to do, or this is where you go to get this taken care of. And it makes that transition into college football and into college in general for the younger guys so much smoother if they have somebody who can guide them and advise them through the process.
Well, I can speak certainly, and hopefully it's an indication of things to come. Your first test score was outstanding, by the way, in the class that I have you in. So academics, I know, are important to you, as is your degree. Talk about what your plans are. We'll get back to stuff on the field in a minute, but you're among those who, you know, playing in your last year of eligibility. What are you looking forward to after graduation?
Well, I'm a CJ major, so I'll love to get in the local law enforcement around Asbury Park, actually, and come back and coach the high school. Just the high school football team. And those are my ultimate goals.
Go back to Asbury and coach, or
yeah,
anywhere?
Asbury. I would like to go back to Asbury and coach.
What's your connection still with the program back there? You know, I drive by, and, you know, Asbury, one of those programs, when you were there, had some great success, and then they've probably dipped off the last couple of years. It's a tough place to be a player because there's always a lot, and you mentioned it, here in college, there's a lot of off-field stuff, and Asbury, one of those schools locally, that has a lot of off-field issues.
Right. I actually went back last week. It was actually our homecoming, and just went to speak to some of the guys and let them see a face that's trying to do some things that's positive, and let them know that they can do it, and they can make it to college and be successful.
Well, you know, Lamar, you have to be a terrific role model for the players and the young guys at Asbury Park High School. For them to be able to see you and recognize the success that you've had as a person, as a student, and certainly as an athlete playing Division I college football, just your presence there must give them something to aspire to and say, hey, if Lamar Davenport can do it, then I can do it. Then there's hope for me, that there's light at the end of the tunnel, that I can do those things as well. So I think it's great that you've retained that connection, that you went back there last week, and that you spent time talking to some of the guys on the team.
Lamar, just from a leadership standpoint, and speaking, you know, selfishly a little bit from someone who has a teenager, I'd love for someone like you to come back and talk to you. Feel like the guys are receptive to it when you come back and talk to them?
Yeah, definitely. The guy, they listen, and because they want to be where you are. They, you know, they love sports, they love football, and so when they see someone who goes to college and has a little bit of success, they want to do that. So, you know, I feel like they listen, and I go back and speak to them.
Well, you can swing by my house anytime. My sophomore, you can just take him and take him outside, and when you come back in, you can come back in. So far this year, been a great year. You know, Monmouth off to a quick start, their best in probably 7 or 8 years, I believe, since the 2006 season, the last time Monmouth 5-1 through the first six games. What do you feel like's going right now? I mean, I hate to say everything because you do have the one loss, and there's always room for improvement, but so far, there can't be a whole lot to complain about if you're a player on this team right now.
Right. I think it's the team mindset right now. I think everyone on the team is hungry, and we want to be successful. Before the season, we always talked about not wanting to be average. And I think that's what it is. We don't want to be settled on being average. We want to be a special group.
How big of the challenge do you feel like starts this week against Presbyterian and then into the Big South? You know, you're a guy that when you came here, this wasn't even part of the conversation. You know, I mean, Monmouth moving into the Big South, Monmouth having a full scholarship FCS program, there's been big leaps and bounds. And on Saturday, I feel like you guys are going to get another taste of what this next step is.
Right. This is huge. This is very important for us. I think last year, going out to Liberty and playing against them actually gave us some experience to know what to look forward to and how to prepare for this. So I think we're ready.
Monmouth will kick off their Big South schedule down at Presbyterian. Lamar Davenport, fifth-year senior wide receiver from Asbury Park, giving us some time here on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. You know, offense-wise, the balance has been pretty good this year. We've got KB Asante before the injury. LaVon Chaney now has stepped into that role. You've got guys behind him who have stepped in. You've talked about the depth at wide receiver between yourself and Neil Sterling and Sumlin and Richards and some of the younger guys that you mentioned. But the relationship I feel like everyone has with Brandon Hill is a lot different this year than it was last year. He's taken a major step forward, and where maybe at times last year there wasn't a defined leader in the huddle, I don't feel like that's the deal anymore. He's really assumed that role and taken a big step forward, probably why the offense is off to such a great start.
Absolutely. Brandon, that's our guy. Brandon, it all started this summer. He was here over the summer working out with a lot of us and just instilling that confidence in us that this year was going to be a big year for us. And it has been so far.
Make sure you tell him tomorrow at practice, hey, I said some good things about you. If you want to throw me an extra one here or there, as Coach would always say, there's never been a wide receiver who doesn't think they're open.
Right.
Lamar, the next five games will represent a big challenge. What do you feel like this team can do?
I think we can. I think we can win it all. I mean, we're very excited to get Big South play underway come Saturday.
Well, it'll start on Saturday against Presbyterian. Thanks for coming by, giving us a couple minutes. It's always good to talk to you. I love hearing about the stuff academically and the stuff that you've given back to your community. I know Coach is extremely proud of you as well. You've been a big part of the program and looking forward to seeing you over the course of the next 5 weeks. Enjoy each and every one of them.
I will. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Lamar.
Lamar Davenport from Asbury Park. We'll take one more time out here. When we come back, Coach and I will preview the game against Presbyterian in some greater detail. The Hawks will open things up against Big South competition Saturday afternoon down in Clinton, South Carolina. One more 60-second break. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Back to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Callahan back here to wrap things up on the weekly edition of the Monmouth Football Program here on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 AM. Coach, you have seen it all of the games here in Monmouth over the course of the 22 years that the program has existed. Your record, 125-98, but on Saturday, the game, and I know it's just a game, but the game does have a little bit of a different feel as we've heard from some of the players. They realize kind of what's at stake. It's another chapter in Monmouth football.
It is, Matt, and it's more than just a game. I think the entering the Big South Conference is a huge step for the Monmouth football program. I know everybody on the team, all the guys are very excited about it, and we want to show that we belong. You know, we're the new kid on the block in terms of Big South football. We want to show that we're up to the task of competing with these guys on the field each and every week. And I know that we're excited about it, and we're preparing for it this week, and we're looking forward to the opportunity to go play Big South football on Saturday.
It'll start on Saturday against Presbyterian. 1 week at a time, the schedule seemingly would get harder, at least on paper, but after Presbyterian pulling off maybe one of their best wins in recent memory. Coach, knocking off Charleston Southern, who was a top 25 team, and we spent a little bit of time at it in the open. But just to recap, I mean, this is a program that has struggled in the Big South over the course of maybe ever since the league kind of started football. They haven't really been at the top of the league, but a win like that, and you know from your years as a head coach, a win like that can give the team a lot of confidence and a lot of momentum.
There's no question. I think it validates what Coach Nichols is trying to do there at Presbyterian. He himself is a Presbyterian graduate. He's been back there a few years now and really was charged with the task of resurrecting that program, and he's played some extremely difficult schedules. He has three BCS games this year alone, had three last year, and it's really tough to bring the program along when you're playing up that many times. But I think he's got his guys in the program now. They believe in the message that he's sending, and they look at when you see him play on the field. And you know, I'm happy for his success. He's a friend of mine. I've gotten to know him from some national committees over the years, and I'm glad he's been successful there. But you know, they present the challenge to us on Saturday, and we've got to make sure that we're ready for it.
Let's talk about some specifics. We've spent some time talking about their defense, which if last week's game is a good indication, they are tough to score points against. You know, I mean, some of their games during the course of the year, a little bit deceiving because of different levels of competition that they've matched up with. But after losing 40-28 against Coastal Carolina, I think to be able to respond back against Charleston Southern on the road, nonetheless, and say against one of the better teams in the league, only give up 3 points. That's almost astounding.
That's an outstanding effort. And you know, you look at them statistically, and the statistics say they're giving up an average of 25 points per game. But if you take out the FBS games that they've played and look at what their stats are against the FCS teams, they're giving up an average of 16 points a game, which is going to put them in the top 10 nationally. And for what they did to Charleston Southern, who's a team that historically at least over the last two seasons, who scored a lot of points. And to be able to come out and hold them to a field goal is just a tremendous effort by their defense.
You know, if you look at it on paper, and I know all units are important, the six units, let's say, offense, defense, special teams times two, at least on paper, this is, for Monmouth, a very dynamic offense against, for Presbyterian, what has been a very, very, very solid and tough defense to play against. It's one of those units will have to break a little bit.
It will. And, you know, we're going to have to make sure that we're prepared. They give you a lot of different looks, some unorthodox things that they do within their defensive scheme. They don't make it easy on you. We're going to have to be on our game. We're going to have to make good decisions with the football. We're going to have to protect the football because they've been a very opportunistic defense. They've been able to get fumbles and interceptions and take them back for touchdowns. And we've got to make sure that we protect the ball and that we execute the things that we want to do on Saturday.
Let's flip the lines of scrimmage a little bit and talk about their offense versus the Monmouth defense a little bit more detailed. Hawks have been one of the better teams against the run so far this year. And, again, that's exactly what Presbyterian likes to do, is run the football. So, again, something will have to give and someone will have to get out of their comfort zone a little bit.
We will, and one of us will. And what they do, Matt, is they give you a lot of different formations. You're going to see multiple motions, and it will happen on every single play from scrimmage. Got receivers in motion, running backs in motion, tight ends in motion. They're going to be moving around quite a bit, and what they really want to do is run the ball, and they're very good at it. They're very good at the power, the gap scheme, and in the counter game. They do run some outside zone, and they're pretty good at it, but because of all the different formations and motions that they give you, they really test the edge of your defense, and they test your run support by your secondary and your linebackers. You have to be right on in those areas, and if you're right on in those areas, then your linebackers have to make sure that they have excellent run fits. If we do that and we can hold up against their big offensive line, I think we'll have a chance.
Monmouth will take on Presbyterian Saturday afternoon down in Clinton, South Carolina. Coach, off the bye week, obviously so much of the attention is players getting healthy, and there were some injury problems for Monmouth going into the Columbia game. You feel like this bye week not just came at a good time, as we spoke of before, but we're able to get some of those guys healthy and ready for the next week's contest?
We did. The extra week of rest, I think, did wonders for a number of guys, and it certainly helped Reese out. It helped Rochelle Mador, two guys in the offensive line who've been banged up a little bit. It helped Anthony McDonough, who's been held out of the last two games because of an injury, and today at practice he looked close to being 100%. LaVon Chaney has been nicked up a little bit, and I think the rest has made him healthier, and he's ready to go now. So I like what the bye week brought us. I think we're going into this game at full strength, and I'm excited to see what happens on Saturday.
I know obviously it's a step up in terms of just a new league and different set of circumstances and different set of places and settings. But your team has to be a confident team right now at 5-1. You know, I know the schedule was designed very well for this team with some question marks going into the year to try and get on a little bit of a roll. But at 5-1, you have to feel pretty good.
I do. We're confident. We deserve to be confident. And we just got to make that confidence pay off on Saturday.
Coach, looking forward to doing this next Tuesday. Thanks for putting together a great show as always.
Thanks, Matt.
Lamar Davenport, Reese Johnson, John Sikowski, our guests here tonight. Mark Anthony back in the studios for Kevin Callahan. I'm Matt Harmon saying so long from Jack's Goal Line Stand on the West End. This is the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show.
This has been the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Join us again next Tuesday when we broadcast live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End section of Long Branch and talk Hawks football. For more on Monmouth football, visit www.monmouthhawks.com.